Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
Good morning to you. What was your holiday decorating fail? 20% of people say they've hurt themselves putting up a Christmas tree. And in the same survey last year, only 9% say they'd been hurt. So we have an uptick of about 11% of us hurting ourselves this year.
My gosh. I mean, did you hurt yourself putting up your Christmas tree this year?
I have never hurt myself. However, I do have a distinct memory of my dad putting up Christmas lights one year. And he had that classic fall back from the ladder moment where he went down two stories and he went down.
Oh, no.
He went down.
Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine.
Made it out alive.
It was one of those moments where I tried so hard to contain my laughter because it felt like I was watching a movie.
Oh, my gosh. Like Christmas Vacation. Clark Griswold slides down the ladder.
Exactly. Woo! Have you ever witnessed someone getting hurt putting up decorations, or maybe it was you?
My fiance struggled with a Christmas tree one year trying to put it in the tree stand, and I didn't know what was going on. I was like, why is this so hard? And he like was using a hammer trying to get it in, and then he like hit the hammer on his hand, and
Oh no.
It was like a whole thing. I literally wanted to just leave. I was like, this is crazy.
The holidays can truly bring the crazy out of us.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, so we want to hear from you right now. What was your holiday decorating fail?
Give us a call, 636-1-HOP.
This is Catherine from Petaluma. A friend of mine, when a family member passed away, and the family member did like the perfect, well-balanced tree, they were so upset that, you know, this person passed away, that all of his friends decorated the tree, but they didn't know how, and they did it only on one side. And so in the middle of the night, all of their like glass ornaments and the whole thing came crashing down.
Oh no.
Because it was weighted improperly, and he was like, that's it. It's dad saying we just need to take a break for Christmas. And he was just like, okay, because all we're going to do is spend the next, like, 12 hours vacuuming and sweeping. Oh, isn't that the craziest story?
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
All right, so give us a call at 636-1-HOP if you have any opinions about this or think I did all the right or wrong things. But I had a little bit of a COVID scare, which came about, I think, 1 a.m. on Tuesday. I woke up with like a little tickle in my throat and my ears were really itchy. So I texted you, Tanner, and I said, you know, this is happening. I don't think it's COVID, but I'm kind of scared.
Yeah.
And you were asleep, of course. But I was up for like 4 hours just kind of freaking out like, oh, no. Oh, no. This is it. It's finally happened to me.
And if it was any other time that wasn't COVID, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But just with everything going on, I mean, I couldn't imagine how scared you were.
So I just decided not to come in just to see what my symptoms were, if they progressed. I called my doctor the next day. And she said, well, to me, it really just sounds like post-nasal drip and allergies, but maybe you should wait 24 hours and see if your symptoms progress. And, you know, I think I took one DayQuil and I was better. But I know with everything going on, it's really scary. And, you know, as I was texting you guys and calling other people from work, it's kind of crazy how people treat you when they think that you might possibly have COVID. And I mean, I understand that with everything going on, but it's like, you can't come into work anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be around people anymore if
people
think that, you know, you got a scratchy ear.
Yeah.
Or an itchy ear, you know?
People put a hazmat suit when they're just texting you.
I know. And like, I get it.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't have COVID. Like, I'm fine. But I don't know if I should have just stayed out for 14 days and got a COVID test just in case, or if it was okay that I came back knowing, you know, I don't really know. I feel like I did all the right things. My doctor said I did all the right things.
Yeah.
But you never know, like, with this pandemic. It's hard to tell.
The doctor is always the expert. If the doctor says you can go back, then totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was really nice about the whole thing. And she's like, if you want to get tested, you can. But I don't really think it's COVID.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
In case you haven't heard, we are quitting energy drinks for the rest of 2020. Amber, I really appreciate you doing this with me because we want to avoid me having a heart attack.
Exactly. Yeah. I was worried. I was worried that at 24,
yep. Nailed it.
You were going to have a heart attack before 25.
I mean, it's definitely likely. And even having an energy drink in the studio around might have, like, made me have a breakdown or something. So I really appreciate you doing this with
me. I don't know how your heart didn't explode, but okay, you were feeling kind of sluggish, right?
Absolutely.
Even with all the caffeine you're pumping into your body?
Yeah, I was still drinking like 12 coffees a day and something ridiculous. So I've cut down on that.
Okay.
And if I slip up and drink an energy drink, what happens? Like, what are my consequences?
You have to pay $500 to the Sonoma County Humane Society. And what is it? Volunteer at the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
Put in
like 200 hours or something crazy like that.
Yeah, something like that. And the thing is... is that I was still drinking a lot of caffeine, still drinking a lot of soda, like 6 or 7. So we decided that I can also only drink 24 ounces of soda a day, which sounds like a lot, don't get me wrong, but when you're drinking 7, 8, 15 of them a day, it's a big decrease, and that is way harder than the energy drink challenge.
You think so?
I'm struggling way more with that. I haven't felt right since we started doing that late last week.
Do you think you're going through withdrawals or something?
Absolutely.
I don't know what withdrawals feel like.
Oh, they are the worst.
You're
just
like
a migraine.
Shaky.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Like 3 days ago, I was shaking because I needed caffeine and a soda or something. And I'm looking for some substitutes in my life that aren't soda. Do you have any recommendations?
The only thing I could think about right now is tea, like hot tea.
Yeah.
Because Dano does that. He drinks hot tea.
And you said something about green tea that it's not... You know, it's a different way to get caffeine, right?
Yeah, apparently it has a ton of caffeine in it.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to help you curb your caffeine addiction.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
We are trying to cut down on our caffeine intake. We started with energy drinks, not drinking any for the rest of 2020. But now we're trying to limit, well, my soda intake because I was drinking like 12 of them a day.
A lot.
Yeah. And we're trying to come up with some soda substitutes. So if you could give us a call with some advice, we'd really appreciate it.
Call us right now, 636-1-HOP.
My name is Russell from Santa Rosa.
Hey, Russell.
I just was calling to tell you about the green tea.
Yeah?
Green tea would work.
All right, green tea.
It has a lot. It has like maybe, I don't know, 70 or 80 milligrams of caffeine in it.
Wow.
And it's tea.
Dang, man. That's what's up.
Yummy.
And it sounds a little bit more healthy.
Yeah.
Got like antioxidants in it and stuff.
Oh, yeah. All of that. I think it has even vitamin E and even C.
Yeah.
Vitamin C.
Give me those vitamins A through Z. I love it.
It's Sigmund Freud from Petaluma, West Side.
Hey, Pete.
So I just want to let you know that Red Bull is on sale for $5 Friday at Safeway for a 4-pack for $5.
Pete, why you gotta do that to me, man?
Tomorrow?
That's so cruel.
You know what,
I'm gonna stock up.
You should. We won't.
Yeah, drink it for me and make sure to pour one out for the homies,
yeah,
okay?
Pour one out.
Okay. Hey, good morning. John. I'm calling out of Hidden Valley Lake. So I used to be a soda addict myself, and my wife found these juices. It's a sparkling juice that they sell at Costco called Izzy's. She buys those, and I haven't had a soda in probably 2 months.
Dang, man. Congratulations to you. Did you feel like the transition was easy?
It was, because it was a sparkling, like a sparkling juice, so it had the carbonation like the soda did.
Yeah.
So.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Is it normal or abnormal for your partner to not give you compliments? We asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. Got some responses.
Sierra from Katati says, abnormal. I think it's important for both partners to compliment each other.
Suzanne from Petaluma says it can be normal depending on how they were raised and what their love language is. Do they know what you expect?
And Lisa from Runner Park says, it's normal for my husband. That's just how he was brought up. Do I crave it? Yes. But I'm also not too hard on him if I don't get one.
Okay, so a lot of people were suggesting to find out what your love language is. So I took a quiz online at fivelovelanguages.com or something like this because I realized that Cole and I, my fiance and I, don't really give each other compliments.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said to me, one of my friends was like, well, that's kind of weird, don't you think? And I didn't think it was.
Yeah, we all love differently.
So I took this quiz, and Tanner, you did too, and I found out that my love language is 29% acts of service.
I see.
So maybe vacuuming the floors can be an expression of love, or something that, you know, I do or my partner does that can, like, ease my burdens of responsibilities and make me feel less stress. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What about you? What's your love language, Tanner? You took this quiz at fivelovelanguages.com, huh?
It's funny that you talked about compliments, because according to my love language on this test, that's, like, the most important thing. Because my primary love language is words of affirmations. So actions, for me, don't necessarily speak louder than words. But quality time, for me, was my second highest priority at 29%.
Oh, quality time.
Yeah, so being sweet to each other through words and just hanging out is apparently what works for me.
Okay, so you'd rather your significant other to say, like, oh, you're the best boyfriend in the world, instead of, like, sweeping the floor?
Absolutely, direct quote.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Where can you find the best Christmas lights in Sonoma County? We got a message from a listener named Lulu. She said, guys, come check out my house, and sent us a picture of her house and the address to her house, which is really nice that you sent that to us. It's a good thing we're not scary people or anything like that.
She sent the address real?
Yeah, for real.
That's great.
Yeah, she lives in Runner Park.
She trusts us.
That's good.
I wouldn't. Just kidding.
But I'm looking for the best lights here in Sonoma County, not just Santa Rosa where Amber and I live. Where I kind of want to go on, like, a Christmas, like, tour and look at everything I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading on the Press Democrat earlier about this home, gosh, what are their, I can't remember their names, but basically the title is, their home beside Sonoma Highway is gone, but Christmas lives there even so.
Cool.
So they went to where their home was burned down.
Oh my gosh.
And they decorated it with Christmas lights and Christmas things.
That's amazing.
I'll have to figure out exactly where it is. Looks like their names are Nikki and Kevin Cotton.
Well, Nikki and Kevin, thank you for everything you're doing, even amongst everything you're probably going through right now. I'm going to go check that out for sure.
Yeah.
I know the McDonald District in Santa Rosa is always a great place to look at Christmas lights, Halloween decorations, and stuff like that. Just because it's so historical and it looks so cool. It feels like you're in a movie when you're driving around there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You used to live in that area, right?
Oh, my God. I loved it.
Okay.
I loved living in that area. I can already, like, imagine the hot cocoa in my hand as I'm driving around. But we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Where's the best Christmas lights in Sonoma County?
Janice from Healdsburg says, come to Healdsburg. Winter Wonderland is the best light show.
And Ken from Santa Rosa said, there's a Disney-themed light show in Windsor that is pretty cool.
Kelly from Santa Rosa says, Frosty's Winter Wonderland by Haworth Park. You know, this reminds me, of course, the Charlie Brown Christmas tree grove in Windsor.
Of course.
You can drive around and look at all those trees.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
Tanner, have you ever been to Middletown?
I have never, actually. I've been meaning to, but I haven't yet.
Well, me either, until Saturday. I think it was Saturday. I don't know. Someday.
The days are blending
it's
together.
It's all blending together. It could have been yesterday. But I went to Middletown. It was Christmas in Middletown. My friend Megan, who owns Beauty and the Blade, opened up a shop there. And she was saying, you know, hey, could you come help me pass out candy canes and hot chocolate and things like that. So I went to support her business, and I didn't realize that Middletown is an hour away from Santa Rosa. And
is it really that far away?
Yeah, it's,
now
it
everyone
takes
that's,
an hour to get there.
Everyone that's from Sonoma County is like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah,
but we've never
deal.
Been there.
So, you know, our friend Dominic is from Middletown. We have Deanna from Hidden Valley Lake. Mm-hmm. You know, all these people call us from that area, and I just didn't realize what a treacherous trek it is to and from Middletown. And I drove there in the dark, and you're basically driving up this mountain, and you're snaking constantly back and forth. And I looked ahead because I have, like, a touchscreen GPS in my car, and I was like, what is that? And I had my dog in the back.
Was Remy like going back and forth between the back seat?
I swear it was like a roller coaster ride. And I'm going 20 miles an hour the whole way. And I'm like, please, please. Like, I'm ready to not drive this drive.
Were you scared when you were making it?
Yes, I was terrified. And for some reason, there's no like guardrails in California to protect me from sliding off a mountain.
So if you just slide off, that's it.
So here's my question for you, Tanner. Georgia's pretty flat. I never really had to drive anything like this. Is that what Washington State is like too? Like a drive to Middletown?
A little bit, yeah. Not probably not as drastic as you're explaining.
So insane.
I mean, the state of Washington has like curves and stuff like that, but the way you're describing it, it sounds really intense.
It was an absolute adventure for me. And, you know, I learn new things about Sonoma County every single day. Middletown's in Lake County.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really like count, I guess, but this area, it just blows my mind every single day.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
Has your child ever gotten a hold of your credit card? If so, what did they buy with it? It happens more common than we think. A 6-year-old from Connecticut recently charged $16,000 on his mom's credit card. $16,000.
Oh, my.
He bought video games, add-ons from the Apple App Store, and his mom thought someone stole her credit card. However, the bank says that she is still responsible for the charges.
You're lying.
I am not lying at all. Isn't that ridiculous?
No.
Can't you just be like, my kid got a hold of my credit card, and they just tell you tough luck? I would be so upset.
I'm sure she'll get a refund somehow. Maybe not from her bank,
so.
But
something like this has happened to someone that I used to work with the app Roblox.
What's that?
I have no idea. It's some type of game, but they charged like $300 on his credit card from the Apple App Store, and he was so mad about it.
$300.
300 bones. Not even kidding. It's a lot of money.
You gotta put like parental locks on these things.
I think there are for Apple products and stuff like that, but do you know of anyone that this has happened to? Something similar? Maybe not $300, $600, $16,000.
Not that much. My cousin Chris, his youngest daughter Kenley, was playing games on his phone and made a bunch of in-app purchases.
Oof.
It was pretty expensive. I think it was like $65 or something.
Dang.
Like that. But you know what? It happens.
It does. And so we want to hear from you right now. When did your kid get a hold of your credit card and what did they buy?
On the line right now, 6361-HOP, we have Jessica from Kittati. Jessica, what did your kid buy?
He bought like 9 things of AirPods off of Wish. He bought a Champion sweatsuit off of there, a size 10 or a 13 pair of shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
And a phone case that didn't even match his phone. I found out by getting a text through my phone asking me if I made this purchase. And he was 9 when he did it.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's
number one morning show.
Only on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever regifted something? I want to know why. So call us right now at 6361-HOP. But Cheryl Burke, she tells in my post that she dislikes people who regift during the holidays. She said, I hate when you can tell someone gives you a hand-me-down or regift. I don't need anything extravagant, but it's nice when gifts are personal and you can tell they were thinking of you.
I disagree completely. I think if you have something lying around that you don't use and you think someone else could use it, hey, not only does that save you money, but it might be something they really enjoy.
Well, what if they find out? Like, okay, it's like that episode of Seinfeld, right? Where Elaine gifts someone the label maker, and then they gift it to Jerry, and then she sees Jerry with it, and it's a whole situation.
I think it's a re-gifter. I think it's okay. Like, I've been gifted clothes that were way too small for me, and so those clothes end up going to my brother next Christmas.
Okay.
And that's happened probably 5 or 6 times. I don't know how many times my family needs to know that I am not a size medium, but... Like, nothing about me screams medium.
Well, I was going to say something.
Go ahead.
Maybe your intelligence. I'm just kidding. Medium average. No, but not only are you re-gifting him something, but you're giving him something out of season. Whoa.
Oh my God. Someone lock me up. Well, that was last year's flannel.
I can definitely tell. My friend for Christmas gave me one of her shirts. Like, out of her closet. She took a shirt out of her closet and wrapped it for me. And I was like, I mean, I guess it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, what are you, Goodwill? She's like, I was going to get this bag of stuff.
Just
slap Amber's name on it.
It was weird because, I don't know, I was like, you couldn't buy me, like, some chapstick or I don't know, like, anything else. Literally anything else. But maybe I should be more thankful that I have friends that are giving me things, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're getting something.
Still
and
weird.
I think that's pretty cool.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What gifts have you re-gifted? We want to know why.
Give us a call, 636-1-HOP.
This is Chelsea from Rona Park. I have a little story of re-gifting. A little bit of a backstory. Me and my grandma, we don't really get along. We just kind of tolerate each other for the holidays kind of thing, for like my little brother's sake. Second little piece of backstory. One of my biggest pet peeves is when people spell my name wrong.
Oh.
Spell it with like an A instead of a Y. It's all right for people that like don't really know me. Well, last year my grandma got me a necklace with my name on it. I'm pretty sure you know where this is going.
Yeah.
So it was spelled wrong. It was spelled wrong.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
This woman's been with me for 30 years, and she gave me a necklace with the name spelled wrong. So I actually happened to know another Chelsea at the bar I worked at, so I re-gifted it to her.
That's the perfect reason and explanation to re-gift something to someone.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a necklace with my name spelled wrong on it and a very, very, very old lady pink sweater. I don't wear pink.
Lovely.
Good morning. It's Pete from Petaluma. Pertaining to your question, since I don't drink, you know, that's the perfect thing to re-gift. You know, like I get a bottle of alcohol, you know, like give it to some of my alky friends. Here you go. You know?
Yeah, you're not going to use it, so might as well give it to someone who will.
Exactly. So, yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you tell people, hey, I got this and I'm not going to use it, or you're just like, I got you this?
So I guess I do try and act like it's an original gift, maybe, you know.
It's Jeff from Warner Park. Good morning, Tanner. Good morning, Amber. So I am a 49er fan, tried and true, and my sister-in-law is a Raiders fan. And I work outside, and one year I got a beanie. And I didn't think much of it. I'm a little slow, and a number of years later, probably 5, 6 years later, somebody talked about re-gifting a present, and I looked at the beanie, and you could tell that it was a Raiders beanie because it was gray and black, and there was a spot on it where you could tell where the glue was, where they literally tore the emblem right off of it and then gave it to me.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
And I still have it, and I still wear it. I work outside, and I use it often.
Yeah.
And I like it, and it's just funny that it's re-gifted. I still like it, but it's a Raiders.
Amber and Tanner in the Morning present The Neighbor Dispute with Barry Martindale on Froggy 92.9.
Amber, I know we both snore.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know we're snoring until someone tells us. What if someone found out they were snoring from Barry Martindale?
Oh, no.
Hi, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. My name's Barry Martindale of Martindale & Johnson Attorney Services. How you doing today?
I'm fine.
I'm calling you a complaint from your neighbor. I understand you live in a duplex in Santa Rosa and share a bedroom wall.
Yeah, well, what do you mean a complaint from my neighbor?
Well, my client, your neighbor, has complained about your ridiculous snoring, and they believe your snoring sounds like a war zone in their room because of you.
What are you talking about? Snoring? I don't snore. What?
I have a report in front of me that says that your snoring sounds like two toads having a debate.
Okay, this is insane. Who are you again?
Barry Martindale of Martindale & Johnson Attorney Services. We actually tracked movement in my client's bedroom because of your snoring issue.
What do you mean movement? This is absurd. I don't really understand this. And how did you get my number?
Through your neighbor directly. I'm not sure how they got it, but they sent me to your landlord and all that stuff. But what the issue is that we're going to have to install some sound paneling in your wall and a CPAP machine in your home.
You can't install a CPAP machine. That's just something that has to be given from a doctor. And I'm not wearing a... You're trying to tell me that I'm going to wear a CPAP machine. You're crazy. This is absolutely absurd, okay?
You can send a check for the CPAP machine and the sound paneling to Martindale & Johnson Attorney Services.
I'm not sending a check to anybody. You know what? I mean, this is absurd.
You can also...
Absurd. How come this person... I've never heard of any of this. This is absolutely freaking absurd, okay?
We can avoid these fees if you just send me your social security number.
I'm not sending you jack, okay? I'm not sending you a damn thing, all right? And you can tell that neighbor to go shove it, all right?
You've been Martindaled.
My name is actually Tanner from Amber and Tanner in the Morning. You're on Froggy 92.9's Neighbor Dispute.
Oh, my God.
Listen to Amber and Tanner in the Morning every weekday at 7:55 for the Neighbor Dispute with Barry Martindale on Froggy 92.9.
Today's country, Froggy 92.9. We are Amber and Tanner in the Morning.
And we got an interesting Facebook message the other day from a lady named Cheryl Ray. She wanted to share a story with us about a single mom and two sons. Her name is Katrina Klein, and she's actually here with us today. Hi, Katrina.
Hello.
Hi there. Can you tell us a little bit more about Operation Give a Tree?
Yes. I actually just pulled it out of my hat last week, and I usually take the time to give back to the community more privately and more quietly each year, but last year was a really difficult year for me. My husband had left me, and I had zero Christmas spirit, so this year I just really wanted to do something a little bit more to make up for last year, and I thought that people being able to have a live tree in their home is like the best feeling for Christmas. So I personally bought 5 trees to start and got them delivered, and I shared on Facebook publicly, and it just kind of blew up from there, and I started getting donations, and my boys have been helping me in between doing Zoom school at home and keeping the trees watered, and
wow,
that's pretty much it. And so I've been getting donations, and every time I get a donation, I just buy more trees. And I've been doing that for the last, I've done 22 deliveries, and today will be 28 deliveries in 3 days.
That is so incredible. Now, how old are your two boys, if you don't mind me asking?
My youngest is 11 and a half, and my oldest is 14.
Wow. So you've already pretty much impressed on them the importance of giving back, and they sound like they're so happy to do it, and I'm sure that's probably putting you in the holiday spirit this year, huh?
Yes, they're definitely in better spirits than last year. My youngest one, he likes to do a lot of online gaming, so he even asked some of his friends if they needed a tree, and my older son, he's my muscle, so he moves the trees around for me. My younger son keeps them watered, but at this point, I've been getting them and delivering them so quickly that they're just in the back of the car because I can't keep them where they're at because people are requesting trees, and so that's pretty much it.
If you could estimate how many trees you and your two boys have gifted families, what number would you say?
Today will be 28.
Wow.
And that's also with the help of people just donating money to me via Venmo.
That is so incredible. Wow. People are so generous, just not only in Sonoma County, but around this time of year. And that being said, if there's a generous person out there that wants to help you out with Operation Give a Tree, how could they reach out to you?
You can find me on Facebook under my name, Katrina Klein, K-L-E-I-N. E-I-N, and then I just been doing Venmo and sharing my Venmo with people and letting them know where the trees are going, and also asking the people who get the trees to send me pictures as well. Yeah, so any which way somebody can help, I will make it work. Cash, Venmo, if they want to buy it, then I pick it up. It doesn't matter as long as the trees are getting purchased and I'm able to deliver them.
On the phone right now is Katrina from Operation Give a Tree. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Thank you for providing the holiday spirit for many people here in the Bay Area.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just a big family that needs a tree. I mean, it really came for me personally, just not wanting to leave off my couch last year, being really upset. So if you're somebody that's just mentally not in a good place and you don't want to leave your house, like, we will come bring you a tree. You can be elderly, you can be a couple, you can be by yourself. It doesn't matter. It's open to anybody that truly needs a tree anywhere in Sonoma County, and we'll make it happen as long as the donations keep coming in.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Folks that have to go into other people's homes to do their jobs, what is the strangest thing you've seen in a customer's house? I had a repairman from my apartment complex. He came in just to, you know, fix like I think it was just like a sink or something like that.
A sink.
Just casually.
Sure.
And when he came in, the first thing I said was, man, I am so sorry. My house is just a disaster.
Deplorable.
It's just a mess in here, and I'm sorry you have to see this. And he goes, man, this is nothing compared to some of the things I've seen.
Yeah.
And the whole time he was over, he was just telling me these horror stories. Like, someone in my apartment complex apparently has like 20 birds living in the living room of a one-bedroom apartment. And
oh
I was
gosh.
Like, man, that sounds like a
sounds like my house growing up. Did you say that? You're like, sounds like Amber's house. He was like, who's Amber?
I'm like, you know, Amber.
Don't worry about it.
He said, yeah, he's seen some things that he wishes he hadn't seen. So
shocking.
Amber, do you know anyone that has seen something horrific in a customer's house?
Not to detail, but it's funny because I had a oh my gosh, what do you call the people that spray your house? Why can't I think of it? They spray your house for bugs.
Rodent killer? No. Pest control.
Pest control, yep. Yeah. I had our pest control guy. I was the same way. I was like, oh my gosh, sorry, I haven't swept today. He was like, this is like one of the cleaner houses I've ever seen. He's like, yeah, I got some stories, man. If this bug sprayer could talk. But I would love to hear about other people's stories.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning. Joan from Petaluma says, people just toss their garbage out the back door. No bags, no cans, just a huge pile of garbage. Told them I wasn't working there until it was cleaned up. They must have made dump runs once a month or so.
Man.
That's nasty.
I can't imagine what their situation was. But Joshua from Santa Rosa says a taxidermied old pet cat actually is something he's seen.
Ooh, that'd be strange.
Taxidermied.
I'd be like, hey, they're mittens? Jen from Kitati says a huge pile of dirty diapers outside the front door.
No!
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
If you could have anything, I'm talking anything for your holiday dinner, what would it be? Call us at 6361-HOT. But Tanner, I want to hear from you. If you could pick anything in the world.
Anything.
What would it be?
An eggnog fountain. That's what I would
want. Oh, that's what you were trying to tell me before we went on air?
Yeah.
You said like, fondue. So yeah. It's like you could dip anything in the eggnog?
Yeah, is there any way we can make eggnog like into a cheese? Because that's what I would want.
It kind of is.
Right? It kind of feels like you're drinking cheese now that I think about
it. Why don't you make eggnog like nachos or something? That sounds disgusting.
That's genius.
We're getting out of hand
here. That is the best idea we've ever come up with.
Okay, I'm asking this because my fiance wants to cook a nice Christmas dinner for us.
Mm.
And he was like, pick something to be on the menu.
On the menu?
Ooh. On the menu. And I know he's thinking high hopes for me. And you know the one thing I'm thinking about that I want on the menu is mashed potatoes. But I'm not going with him. I'm not going to him with that.
Yeah.
I need something better.
The mashed potatoes? I mean, I completely agree. I think mashed potatoes are disgusting.
You're so weird.
That shouldn't be on the menu
the
at
best.
All.
Ugh. I love them.
But if you love them, they should absolutely be on the menu, just as long as they're not the main course.
I know he wants me to pick, like, duck tartare and caviar. And
duck tartare, that's not real.
Did I make that up?
Duck tartare?
Tartare. I think it is real. What do you know?
I don't know anything. I want to make an eggnog fountain. So.
Exactly. We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. If you could have anything for your holiday dinner, what would you be? What would you pick?
Russell from Petaluma said pumpkin pie and Brenda's three bean salad.
I don't know who Brenda is.
Brenda.
I think it's a restaurant, but three bean salad is delicious.
Yeah.
Lisa from Georgia says standing rib roast and cherry pie.
And Ryan from Napa said veal.
Saltimbocca.
And that's what my lovely wife, Tori Brown, is making for Christmas dinner. What is it? Saltimbocca?
I don't know what that is, but I know what veal is, so it's a fine.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
Are you done with your Christmas shopping yet? Are you? Are you really, though? Apparently, according to a new survey, only 10% of us, as of this moment, are done with our Christmas shopping. That's 1 in 10 of us. That's crazy.
The only person I haven't gotten a holiday gift for is you.
You don't have to give me anything.
I have to top what I got you last year. What did I get you last year?
You got me something so epic. It is a cat Star Wars calendar.
It was perfect.
It's like it was made specifically for me. By the way, I did get you something this year, and it tops everything. Just saying.
I feel like I kind of know what it is, but I'm not going to say. I'm going to wait.
What's your guess?
I'm not going to. It probably has something to do with Henry Cavill.
I don't know what you're talking about.
For the first time
in my life, I'm not going to be scrambling around on Christmas Eve buying things for people.
Really?
Because of these unprecedented times, I have to ship my presents everywhere.
Okay.
And I did ship my things on the last day possible to get back to my home state of Washington.
Your things. So gifts to your family?
Yeah, gifts to my family.
Is it a surprise or no?
Yeah, it's a surprise. I even wrapped it. Did I wrap it well? No.
No. I don't know how to do that.
It's good enough. but I was shocked, and maybe you might have this experience too, I was completely surprised how expensive it is to ship something just two states away.
It's the worst. Shipping that wine to my mom, do you remember?
It costs
like $100.
$100 just to ship a bottle of wine.
You forget about it.
So I sent.
Not worth it.
I got all my family's Christmas presents this year, and I bought things on purpose so they were light. Mm. They like sent me their list. I was like, too heavy, too heavy, too heavy. And I brought, you know, my gifts to a UPS. $62.
Oh my god.
$62. And the package was like maybe 10 pounds max.
Try USPS next time.
Maybe. I don't know what it is, but I'm just shocked how expensive it is this year to ship stuff.
I'm sure other people are going through this, and maybe people have some sort of like hack.
Yeah.
That can help you with this. I don't know anything about shipping. You and I have never really had to ship anything before. We've always been home.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
All right, it's time for ugly Christmas sweater season. So it looks like Simply Safe has created an ugly Christmas sweater that alarms the sound when people get too close and don't socially distance.
I love that.
I mean, I've seen my fair share of like crazy Christmas sweaters, but this one kind of tops it for me. Have you seen like a really ridiculous Christmas sweater, Tanner?
I've seen one that have like ornaments and stuff on them. I think those are the most ridiculous because just, you know, someone walks down the hallway and you can hear them jingling, jangling all over the place.
Jingling, jangling.
And when it comes to ugly sweaters in general, I wore a sweater just for the holidays one year. And my family went, oh, Tanner, you in that ugly Christmas sweater. And it was just one of my normal sweaters.
So the Christmas sweaters that get me the most are like the weird, like pixely ones that have Jesus on it. And it says birthday boy. Like, I feel like that's like blasphemous or something, but maybe not.
That's hilarious.
Birthday boy. And, you know, I've seen, oh my gosh, just some of the most ridiculous Christmas. I'm looking on Google right now, which is why I'm laughing. So if you just need a laugh, look on Google. But we would love to hear from you. So give us a call.
at 6361HOP and tell us about your ugly Christmas sweater. Amber, who do we have on the line today?
We have Katie from Roanert Park. Katie, have you ever received an ugly Christmas sweater?
I've never received one as a gift, but I do have my favorite one. I've actually owned it since I was 9 years old, and I wear it still now. It has a reindeer on it with googly eyes, but one of the googly eyes is still hanging off by a thread, which I think adds a little bit more character to it. It's got fur on it, so like the reindeer is actually made out of pet fur, like fake faux fur, and it's got bells, so when you move, you're walking, people know exactly where you're going. It's just covered in glitter, like the glitter glue that kind of peels off. So, I mean, it's pretty raunchy and it's dying. But I think the older it gets, the worse it looks, which makes it even better. People actually, they come up and pet it. That's their first reaction. So it's a good conversation starter.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner On Demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.